Yes, hello and welcome to the 23rd episode of The Big Rewind, the show where we talk about new movies and then rewind back to talk about older movies and other retro-themed topics. I'm here as ever with Jamie.
Hey!
Although last week neither of us was here because it was a recording of our outtakes.
Yeah.
Of which there'll probably be more, like next year.
Yeah. Sorry for the break. Unknown family circumstances kept us away from you.
Indeed, indeed.
So sad.
But we're back. We're back for good. And the problem is that we've piled on all the news from like 3 weeks.
Oh, before. God. Well, at least we don't have to talk about Hunger Games. Yay!
Yes. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
That's my review.
That was the review. Summary done. Let's move on with our lives. No more children films.
And that's coming from someone who liked the first movie.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was alright.
Okay, whatever.
But fuck that second movie. So yeah, let's get straight to it. We won't talk too much about each story, but we'll address them regardless. Yeah. It's time for the big news. Bryan Singer, director of X-Men. X-Men 2.
Not 3.
Nope. Days of Future Past, the coming up one.
Yeah.
He's announced that the film after that is going to be X-Men Apocalypse.
Ooh.
They're finally doing a fucking lips.
Yeah. He was a really good character in the animation and in the comics.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I've been waiting for this for so long.
Yeah. But there is a slight problem with introducing that character.
Yeah.
Is that he's invincible.
Yeah.
Like, and even when they find his weakness, it's not his weakness.
No, they'll introduce some MacGuffin that.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, Apocalypse is a plot corner.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go from there once you introduce him as such.
The problem I have with what I think they're going to do is that they...
He's also not a mutant, by the way. He's like a fucking god.
And they've mentioned it might take place in the 70s, which is not what this is meant to happen. Like, it's meant to be in the future, right?
Wow. So it's a prequel.
I think they just want...
Is it so that they don't have to have all the X-Men?
Exactly.
Or so they can bring back Cyclops-ish? No, I guess. No, he's not old enough, is he, really?
But I don't even know if Cyclops was all that involved with Apocalypse. I think it was mostly like Gambit. It's like the next generation of... I don't know.
Yeah, Gambit needs more involvement.
Yeah. But if they're set in the 70s, we'll just have McAvoy and shit doing...
Yeah, I know.
That's not all that interesting. No. We'll see.
We'll still have Wolverine because he's immortal.
Yeah.
He can survive nuclear freaking blast.
No. Well, he has the bone saws. The bone saws at the moment. But in the next movie, it'll have his swords back.
Will he?
What do you call him?
Claws.
Claws, not swords. Bone saw.
I want to know how they work that in.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
Yeah. Does his claws grow back?
Fuck knows. Okay. I don't know what they're doing with this story. They didn't even explain how they de-exploded Xavier. But I guess that's what they're trying to explain somehow. Yeah. By going back in time.
Yeah, there's got to be some shenanigans.
Speaking of shenanigans and sequels. You didn't see Jack Reacher, did you?
Nope.
They're working on the second one.
Why?
Because one person saw the first one and liked it, and it was me.
So you sent letters to the studios.
I was like,
make another one.
But it's unlikely.
I want short superheroes.
Come on, dude. Werner Herzog was the villain in the first one.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I will make you eat your hand. That's what he says. I will make you eat your hand. No, he doesn't say that. But he tries to make a guy eat his own hand.
How is he evil? He's not evil.
No, I know. It was more funny.
Is it just because they were like, guy with a foreign accent. Yeah. He'll do.
They literally tried everything to make him intimidating. Like, they gave him one, like, hand less and, like, one eye less and just... put him in a tunnel in the dark.
I can guarantee he was still better than the Mandarin.
Yes. Like, far better. But yeah, so they're working on that. Jason Momoa. Conan the Barbarian.
Mm.
And Game of Thrones guy.
Yeah. Drago.
Is that his name?
Yeah, he dies.
Does he fight Rocky at any point?
No.
Okay.
But he dies, so he's not in Game of Thrones anymore.
Oh. Thanks for spoiling that for me.
It's the first fucking season.
I didn't see it.
You haven't seen the first season?
No.
All right, I won't spoil anything else. Seriously? You haven't seen the first season?
I didn't think there'd be dragons and shit. I thought it'd be just like a medieval knight
Look, let's
thing.
Not get into reviewing Game of Thrones, otherwise Fine. Everyone's going to hurt us.
I will watch it. I will watch it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's not a big plot point, to be honest. No. So don't worry.
Jason Momoa might star in the new Batman Superman movie.
As what?
We don't know.
As Conan?
That'd be awesome.
Conan of the future.
Who could he play, though? Bane.
Just, the fuck's sake.
I don't know. Who's, like, big and tough? Killer Croc? But he doesn't know.
Yeah, I guess he could be Killer
or
Croc.
Or if he's going to be, like, a Superman villain, it could be, what's his name? Doomsday. There's rumor that it could be Doomsday. So
Doomsday.
I don't know. And Wonder Woman.
Could it be Grundy?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Wonder Woman will also appear in the film.
He's playing Wonder Woman.
Gal Gadot.
Who? What?
She was in Fast and Furious 6. She was the really annoying one who dies at the end.
Really?
Spoilers.
Really?
Yeah, the really...
She's not an actress?
No.
What the fuck?
She was really bad.
I know! Why the fuck is she in this film?
Because they want to ruin it as much as they can.
She's Wonder Woman!
Pretty much they'll have Nicole Kidman as Lois Lane, just random shit that they can think of. They'll just recast everybody.
Seriously, she's going to be Wonder Woman. Yeah.
They'll be like, I'm sorry, Henry Cavill, you're too well cast. We're going to have to recast you.
Who would you have as Wonder Woman? Who would you have?
As Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Someone good? No, I don't know. Fucking even Xena would make more sense. Lucy Lawless, there you go. From the 90s, not right now. But
yeah, I know.
She could still put it
she's
off.
She's probably too old for
it. Yeah, no, she's much older than Harry Cavill, I think. But I don't know, someone like that. I can't think of the top of my head.
Really?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
No, shut up.
In her youth.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know.
No, and it can't be Johansson.
Summer Hayek.
It can't be Hayek. It can't be...
Though she has a strong accent.
It can't be Theron. It can't... Oh, there's so
not
many
Charlie...
It can't
no,
be.
Not Charlize Theron.
There's so many it can't be.
Yeah.
We can't have Thurman, can we? Really?
No.
No, we can't because she's already been Ivy.
And also she looks weird.
Yeah.
That's really harsh. But...
I know.
No, it's just
can't
someone
really
else.
I can't think of someone that... Maybe someone more unknown would be
yeah.
there.
There's actually, I think someone mentioned that there's like an actress, I forget her name, so it's not very useful right now.
Yeah.
But she's in like some TV.
Minnie Driver!
Minnie Driver?
I'm
no. Just no. Someone else. But anyway, we'll have to make do with
I love the fact that Minnie Driver has, like, her name is a Bond name.
Mini Driver.
Yeah,
yeah,
Mini
that's
Driver.
True. She could drive a Mini.
Yeah, I know.
She wears a mini skirt. I'm thinking of the Bond
universe.
Can,
yeah, I know, but you can drive her.
Yes. Wow.
Oh, dear, sorry.
We should just write the next Pierce Brosnan Bond movie.
Yeah, I know. It's what we all want. I know Skyfall was good.
Like, it could walk up to her and be like, nice Mini. And she'll be like... Thanks.
Would you like to drive her?
Terrible.
Yeah.
Here's a weird story. Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, in Nymphomaniac.
He's been accused of plagiarism.
Oh my god. What, his face?
Yes.
His face is plagiarized James Dean?
No, his fingers by writing.
Yeah.
Because
okay, sorry. I thought you were going to say his fingers are plagiarizing.
Yes, they are, technically.
Well, he probably typed it.
He's made a... Oh, yeah, you're right. He's made a short film.
Yeah.
And it was premiered in Cannes. And then people realized eventually that the dialogue and the characters were lifted directly from a graphic novel.
Oh.
Without
permission, I assume.
Yes. So he might
Is it an Alan Moore?
No. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
He would just sue so much.
Oh. It would be beautiful.
Yeah, it would be. But
did Alan Moore sue Watchmen the film? Because he should do. Because that film is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Anyway, carry on.
I like parts of it.
Shut up.
I know. I should shut up about that.
You're like, boob sex I like.
No, what? I don't like that bit. Josh Gad, who is known for Book of Mormon, and he played...
What, the play?
He played... Huh? Yeah.
Play, yeah.
Or musical, on Broadway. And he's known for that Steve Jobs movie. He plays Wozniak, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's a Steve Jobs film?
Shut up.
I thought it wasn't out yet. Is it out? Has it been and gone?
It went straight to recycle bins everywhere.
What, the Ashton Kutcher one?
I don't know. I don't think it's out in England.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's out in America, definitely. He's to star in a new film version of Gilligan's Island. Do you remember Gilligan's Island?
You can't see my face at the moment, but it's just utter dismay.
I'm just going to remind you of how old Gilligan's Island
is
by playing this intro song. Part of it, anyway.
Desert Isle with Gilligan, the skipper too, the millionaire and his wife, the movie star, and the rest are here on Gilligan's Isle.
Okay, now this only proves a much bigger point. There are no new ideas.
No, I think there if we have no to reach new, back to Gilligan's to Island. Back.
Come on, Speed Racer, we've got to have this, and we've got to have Great Gatsby has to be redone. Carrie's being redone.
Fucking God damn,
the redos.
Even Old Boys, like right now, Carrie's out, Old Boys out, and it's just like, yeah. Fucking hell. Gilligan's Island, man. That's crazy old. I might watch it, though, just to laugh. It's like when I saw that Three Stooges movie. It's just like, oh my god. It took me twice to actually finish
it.
Yeah,
but do they think you can reach... No matter how far you reach back, someone's going to be like, I know of that.
Yeah, three people. Yeah. It's like, Lone Ranger? I remember this from when I was...
Not
two.
Born.
Yes.
Or I remember this from when I was minus 30.
Yeah. I remember this when I was my grandfather. Just like, what? I don't know.
Oh, I guarantee they'll do Rawhide or something again.
Yeah, I was thinking Rawhide. Anyway, so there's that to look forward to. Speaking of useless things,
yeah.
Sequels.
Yeah, obviously.
Did you ever think there'd ever be a sequel to Shakespeare in Love? Well, there might
just
be.
Just go on.
There just might be.
Why?
Although, actually, there's a silver lining to this whole thing. You know how we said there'd be a sequel to It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, fucking hell, yeah.
Apparently, they didn't tell, the people.
Oh, good. Did they get shut down?
Yeah.
Yes.
They were like, no. We're not doing that. That's silly.
Yeah.
Good. So that's good news. But Shakespeare in Love might get a sequel, unfortunately.
That means that something is still sacred. Something.
Yeah, it's true. We lost some sadder news. We lost some good people.
I know.
This year.
Quite a few.
Peter O'Toole.
I heard about that just recently.
Very sadly. Joan Fontaine. Mostly for stuff like Alfred Hitchcock's Rebecca.
Yeah.
And Paul Walker, obviously.
Yes.
Which is...
in a really ironic way.
Yeah, really untimely.
Because he died in a car crash.
And Fast and Furious 7 obviously has been delayed. Because they don't know what to do now, really. They don't know.
I thought they'd filmed some of it already.
Yeah, they had.
Yeah,
I think they
with
were,
him. Yeah, with him in it already.
They were close to finishing it, and now they don't know what to do.
Well, I think they're doing some kind of send off, surely.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
they're probably gonna have to rework the story a little bit and stuff.
There was actually talk of even rewriting the whole script.
Really,
which we could
it
just
delay
be
it. Really
devastating.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, so
no, I'm actually quite saddened by that.
Me too.
I mean, Fast and Furious, call it what it is. It's fun nonsense.
And also, Paul Walker kind of
he was perfect for it.
Yeah,
he really was perfect for it.
And he was there when I was at a time where I was really getting into those movies.
Yeah,
stuff like Joyride and the Fast and Furious films. I grew up with that, and it's the end of an era. Yeah. It's very sad. On a lighter note. Yes, anything can be lighter.
I thought you were gonna say on a lighter note, Miley Cyrus died.
No, that's 2 years until that happens.
Lindsay Lohan is still alive, all right. So.
Yeah, although she's cleaned up her act, kind of. So
I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know why you know this, but there's the rumors anyway. 22 Jump Street,
yes.
not 21 Jump Street, the sequel.
Yes.
22 Jump Street.
Bloody hell.
There's a trailer for that.
Is there?
Which means this is a real film.
Do I care? No.
Did you see the first one?
No.
It was alright, actually.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't 21 Jump Street, but it was relatively funny.
Do you think they'll ever do a sequel to 16 Blocks? and call it 17 blocks.
Yes. 12, 13 monkeys.
Yeah.
What else is there?
With numbers. 47 Ronin.
48 Ronin.
48 Ronin.
Yeah.
Or there'd be a prequel, 46 Ronin. Ape Samurai.
Oh, the Magnificent...
Eight. Yeah, I don't. They're based on the story.
What else? 23 Jump Street.
29 Days Later.
Yeah.
No, there was a sequel to that, 28.
Because then you have to do 29 months
later.
No,
you need to do 28 months later. Yeah. It's 28 months later we need next.
No, they exist.
No.
Oh, no, it's weeks. After. Oh, yeah.
They need 28 months later.
They were meant to do it ages ago.
No, I know, but 28... Weeks didn't do so well, did it?
Oh.
It didn't do as well.
It was alright, though. For a zombie
It was
movie.
Okay.
It wasn't great.
But it's the same film as the first one, but with...
Yeah, minus...
With less travelling.
Minus the realism. It was more of a straight-up kind of silly zombie movie.
Yeah, no, I really liked 28 Days Later.
So yeah, anyway. I thought they were both okay.
I thought it had a really good ending as well, which zombie films tend not to have good endings.
True. What? The ending to 28 Days Later?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because the ending to 28 Weeks Later is bullshit.
No, that's bullshit. But... It's
like, and now they're in France!
Yeah,
it's just like, so? fuckers. Always picking on us.
Yeah, I know. Let's blow up the Eiffel Tower!
God, already G.I. Joe did that.
I know. Independence Day did that.
The Ninomites. Disney, your favorite company. They've said they will actually release any further Indiana Jones films.
Won't.
They will.
They will.
Because they kind of own, like, Lucasfilms now, so...
It can't have Harrison Ford in it.
It can't, but it probably will.
The only way you can take that whole franchise is to do what the series did and do young Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. You can get a new actor, do young Indiana
Jones.
Just
make a good young Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously... Cast it properly.
Obviously, you can't pick.
It can't be Shia LaBeouf. It cannot be. He's not young Indiana Jones for me.
Well, he can't because he's. Otherwise, it'd be because his character's Mutt Williams. So
no,
be
I know
Mutt
but,
Williams.
But
and
they
the...
were thinking, I don't know, a breakaway restart of the series.
I don't think they
gonna be in it.
Yeah, no, but I don't think they can do a spin-off series with him since he said that Kingdom of Crystal Skull was bullshit.
Yeah, good.
So he might be in trouble there.
He's right, of course.
Yes. James Cameron.
Yes.
Has said something about Avatar 2, which will anger you.
Well, will it really? Because the thing is, Avatar 1 was terrible. Look, James Cameron, I have to give respect for what he's done in the past.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't give him respect for what he's done recently, but at the same time, he's not rebooting any of my favorite franchises.
True.
So, he's no JJ, that's for sure.
Oh, leave JJ alone.
Fucking hate JJ.
JJ is God. No, I'm
sorry. What the fuck?
I don't actually believe that. He said that Avatar 2 is really the story of Jake Sully's family, the family that he creates on Pandora. His extended family. So, think of it
as... it's a sequel?
Yeah. So, think of it as a family saga like The Godfather. The fact that he mentioned The Godfather in the same phrase as Avatar 2 worries me. That worries me.
But wait a minute. Jake Sully...
I don't know what's
going to happen. Jake Sully's Avatar has a family.
Because at the end, he's not in the Avatar anymore, is he? Or does he
go
back
in?
No,
he's not. No, he kind of gets removed.
Because she picks him up.
Yeah.
And he's like all tiny.
Yeah.
And then I forget the rest because I was asleep, I think.
Oh, it doesn't matter. That film is such bullshit.
Let's not think any further about it.
Do you know what? I had to spend half an hour telling someone why unobtainium is a stupid concept for a mineral.
Yeah.
I had to actually explain why that's stupid.
Because I think unobtainium is maybe a thing, but it's like a general thing you call something you don't know what it's called. So at
least,
they wouldn't call it that. They'd give it a name by this point.
Yeah.
Like,
but it's like... Is it
Pandorium? That would make more sense.
Whenever you see films with tribes in, they just call it pagans or something like that. And pagan is a generalized term for
or barbarians.
Know, yeah, or barbarians. Yeah. You know, all those types of things are really generic terms, and they don't hold up.
Or locals.
Yeah.
No, that's a different
thing. Yeah. Well, no, that has a literal meaning. Yeah. But anyway.
No one will get the League of Gentlemen
reference. No, of course they wouldn't.
Sorry. I just killed you.
You're not from around these parts.
Not bad. You do these accents better than I.
These parts not be from round you.
Nice.
I remember sitting in the pub just trying to mash up the words for that one sentence for ages. It was like, parts around you,
Were you sitting in the pub alone just loudly saying
just
words?
Shouting these words. You're not from... Oh, parts. Yeah. So, you got to explain that now.
No, I guess. Just South Park, that's all.
My job!
You know, this is going in the outtakes.
I know.
For next year, you'll have to wait a year to hear that shit.
I love South Park.
Terminator!
Yeah.
This should perk you up a little bit. It's going to be a reboot, the next one.
Okay.
Which means it's a fucking remake of the Terminator.
Well, the first one?
Yes!
Oh...
And they've cast Emilia Clarke, who's in Game of Thrones, obviously, as Sarah Connor. I know.
No.
I don't know who she is, but yeah, apparently.
No, you've got to have a sort of macho-esque woman.
Although she wasn't so macho in the first one. Don't remember.
Yeah, I guess, but the transition is amazing.
In the second one, she was badass.
I know, but that's the thing, the transition of her going from a sort of innocent life to knowing that the whole world's going to be destroyed. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
That's really annoying.
And just, I'm going to announce the
word. That's more annoying than doing a sequel. That really is more annoying.
It is.
Because you're literally treading on dreams.
You looked so emotional there. I'll tell you the name of the working title for this film. But
it's
I'll
Terminator.
I'll play some music first. The working title for the new Terminator film is Terminator Genesis.
Oh, fuck's sake! Really?
Terminator Phil Collins. Oh no.
Are they going to just play Genesis? Is it going to be like Highlander, but for Genesis?
That'd be so good.
Could you imagine?
I would go see that 4 times.
No, but they've got to have some exceptions. They've got to have some just Phil Collins songs in as well. Like, it's coming in the air tonight.
No. You've got to have the solo works as well. And some Peter Gabriel and shit. Yeah, that's how it starts. Instead of the
I feel it coming in the air tonight.
Like during the flashback.
Oh Lord.
Or the flash forward. But that's the working title, so it might not being called it. I just thought it was funny.
Unless, is it actually gonna be a prequel / remake? Type thing.
Not sure if I care.
Because I think what they're going to do, like a lot of films have tried to do, is they're going to try and expand the universe a little bit more by either showing a bit more of the creation of Terminator, which I guess technically in the universe isn't a prequel if they're in the future. But anyway, I don't know. Back further a little bit before rehashing.
I think what they'll do is they'll probably...
It's all going to be a fucking flashback.
No, it's going to be like a half an hour long kind of prequel followed by like an hour and a half of the first film, the first Terminator film.
Or it's going to be told, all of it's going to be told...
From Arnie's ass.
Arnie's... They've got to somehow get Arnie in it.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, so we'll have Arnie at the beginning with his grandchildren telling a story around the fire.
Or what if they try to explain that the robots were made in his likeness and he's like a character in the future?
My Half mind man. Is blown. Yeah. Don't ever do that. Don't do it.
Don't listen to me. People who are making Terminator. I don't think they are anyway. Sacrilegious. There's more sacrilegious.
I thought there was going to be a film called Sacrilegious.
No. There's a reboot of a film.
Yeah.
Classic comedy.
Okay. Wait, it can't be something. No, it can't be that because that would be. Well, it's not Animal House. No, it's not any of the Monty Python films.
No. It's closer to a spoof.
A spoof? Is it Police Academy?
No.
Oh, is it... I guess it's... Blues Brothers? No, it's not Blues... No. Oh, fuck. Is
The Naked Gun.
Oh, no!
They're gonna...
I was gonna say Aeroplane next. Aeroplane was gonna be my next guess.
That was close.
I know.
They're gonna piss Leslie Nielsen off.
Yeah.
From Beyond the Grave.
Yeah.
He's gonna come back, and he's gonna be pissed.
Yeah. How can you do those films without him?
They're gonna cast Ed Helms, who's in...
Who's that?
He's in the Hangover movies. He's the one who loses his teeth and whatever. Gets boobs at the end, whatever the third film
is. It's gotta be Jim Carrey. Why is it anyone else but Jim Carrey?
Because he's too expensive for this bullshit.
Oh, right, yeah, that's true.
And
why won't he do another comedy film?
Who, Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Well, we didn't see Burt Wonderstone. That might have been good. Maybe not.
Give that man a proper comedy film.
What else? Dumb and Dumber 2.
I know it's coming up.
That's coming up.
Fair enough. But it's not soon enough.
We have a long road ahead of us. Like having sex. It's a painstaking, arduous task that seems to go on and on forever, and just when you think things are going your way, nothing happens.
So that was Leslie Nielsen's comments.
I tell you what, if you don't know who Leslie Nielsen is, go see pretty much any of his films.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Well, yeah. No, maybe not.
All right, there are a few exceptions.
You can skip Mr. Magoo.
I think. All right.
Although I don't really mind it, to be honest. But you can.
Naked Gun is one of his top.
Naked Gun
is it really is one of
Naked
his top.
Naked Gun 2.5.
Oh yeah, yeah.
33 1/4 or whatever the fuck. Yeah. They're all good. And
it's from a bygone era of American comedy. Really,
Wrongfully
is.
Accused. Spy Hard.
They've never really recaptured that comedy. Of Eddie Murphy and Police Academy and sort of...
They're struggling.
Steve Martin.
Like classic slapstick comedy. They don't know how to do it really anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah. No.
Yeah. They've tried.
Unfortunately. It's like, we'll never have another Home Alone type film or anything like that again.
Oh, have you ever seen Home Alone 3?
No.
Oh my God.
Is it that bad?
It's really bad. What were we talking about? Oh yeah. Let's go into more comic book news. Although we've had a few already. Yeah. Sony have announced that there's going to be some Spider-Man spin-off movies. Which means that Venom will get his own movie.
Oh no, don't give villains their own film, you fucking idiot.
Not only Venom, but the Sinister Six.
Oh, fuck.
And if you know the comics...
I thought you were going to say one of the other sidekick type heroes that are in it.
Villains are going to get their own movies.
Oh, he has his own version of Catwoman or something like that in Spider-Man, doesn't he?
Well, Black Cat.
Yeah, Black Cat, that's it, yeah.
But to be fair, there hasn't been any big comic book villain movies. That's an interesting approach, at least.
I don't think it's ever been done. You've got to, the whole point of superhero type films is, unfortunately, and it does boil down to it a little bit, is good v bad. And the whole point is to relate to good. Sure. Like, if you watch a super,
Spider-Man will still need to be in it, I imagine.
I applaud the attempt to have an anti-hero, but I don't think it's going to work, personally. I really don't think it's going to
work. I hope it does. Can you name the Sinister Six, though?
No, of course not.
They're Spider-Man villains. Name Spider-Man villains.
Sandman.
Wrong. You suck.
Scorpion.
I wish. No.
No. Green Goblin.
Oh, sorry. Sandman is part of it. What am I talking about?
Oh, no, that's not fair.
Sorry.
Green Goblin.
No.
Hobgoblin.
No.
Who's the big fat one?
The big fat one.
Kingpin.
No.
I should know more. I know. I'm sorry. Venom, of course.
No.
We've said already.
No, he's got his own movie.
Oh, God. I'm trying to remember some of them. I can't remember. The
Spider-Man 2. You got to remember that.
Crocodile guy. The Dr. Crocodile.
Lizard Man. Okay, I'll tell you.
Go on.
Although, say Superman.
Superman.
Wrong! I was planning that in my
fucking
head.
Fucking Kevin Spacey wannabe.
I was planning that in my head for so long. Cool. No, you've got Dr. Octopus.
Yeah.
Electro.
Oh, I should have... Of course it's Dr. Octopus, sorry.
Electro, who, by the way,
that's... Electro hasn't popped up yet, has he, in the film?
He's going to be in the new one.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
He's Jamie Foxx.
Oh, good.
But that's a spoiler, because you know he's not going to die by the end of the Spider-Man
film. Of course, yeah.
So thanks, fucking Sony.
Okay, so what was it? Dr. Octopus, Electro-Man, who else?
Electro-Man. Kraven, the hunter. He's like he's like the really camp guy with a whip and a fucking leopard
skin.
Oh,
I remember. Yeah.
Mysterio.
Yeah. Mysterio.
Sandman. And Vulture, the flying old guy.
That's the one I don't know. I don't know Vulture. Well, anyway.
He hasn't been done in movies yet.
Yeah.
Yes. Don Cheadle.
Yes, yes.
He will definitely be in the new Avengers film as War Machine.
Really?
Yeah. Which is good, because otherwise...
really gonna upset some people.
Yeah. Like your brother.
Yeah. He hates that man. He really does.
I'm not sure.
Who was War Machine, well, before War Machine came about, who was War Machine in the first Iron Man film?
I forget his name, but he was better.
Yeah. It's not... I mean, he looks like him, but it's not Cuban Gooding Jr.
No. But yeah. he was better, like more suited
to
the world
than
Don
Cheadle.
It's a shame it wasn't Iron Man 2. But he, you know, Don Cheadle will be in Avengers 2. Peter Jackson has confirmed that after the final Hobbit movie, don't say anything, he will tackle Tintin 2, the second Tintin animated film.
Wait, no, but it can't be called Tintin 2.
No, it's not. It's not going to be called that.
Oh, right. What's
it's going to be called...
Which one?
Well, if the first one was Secret of the Unicorn, I think the second one's meant to be...
They don't have to do it in order.
No. They're kind of mixing different ones together. Yeah. I think it's going to be like the Seven Crystal Balls or something like that.
Oh.
Or the Temple of the Sun.
Oh, Seven Crystal Balls is one of my favorite.
Yeah. I think it's going to be the Temple of the Sun, which, you know, it's a two-part.
They're all up there on my shelf.
I see them. I had literally all of them until I moved to England.
I mean, if you're ever looking for... if you're buying something for a child... Right, I know this is a bit late now because it's December 18th.
Tintin books.
If you're ever thinking about buying like a Christmas present for a child that you don't know that well, and you're thinking, oh, what can I buy? Oh, I might buy Percy Jackson books. Wrong, right? Oh, I might buy them Harry Potter if they haven't bought it. Wrong, all right? I might buy them, I don't know, some Disney film. Wrong. Buy them Tintin books.
Okay? Oh, I thought you were going to say porn.
No.
Boy, was I wrong in this one.
Buy them Tintin books.
You might want to avoid the racist one.
Yeah, avoid that one.
Like the...
It's in the jungles over there, I can't remember.
Yeah, it's Tintin in Congo.
Congo.
Forget that one.
Yeah.
You might want to skip the Blue Lotus as well, because there's like opium and shit.
Yeah.
Like the intrigue.
I know.
The intrigue.
The way he portrays Chinese people is just...
No, Chinese are okay. It's the Japanese that...
That as well. Yeah.
I mean...
But he shows... Basically, casts quite a... I don't know.
It's set in a very specific period you know, it's easy to say, oh, these guys were the villains.
Yeah,
but,
you
know, kids would not really understand.
No, and when I had these as a kid and I didn't understand. I thought they were literally just caricatures to show that they were the evil person, not group people. I didn't think of it in terms of... That
it's funny because Tintin in Congo disturbed me as a kid, not because of the racism, but because of like it was horrible, like it was really brutal.
Oh, yeah, no, they are.
There's like animal cruelty and shit, and that traumatized
me. Yeah, by the way, when I say child, I don't necessarily mean really young. Check out stuff before you ever buy stuff for kids,
but when Hergé,
including video games,
when Hergé, who was writing the Tintin books after the war.
Yeah.
He stopped doing the more political stories he focused on stuff like Tintin in Tibet which I guess could be a political one, but it's not.
I was talking about this with a friend recently in the sense that kids' films, they're a difficult genre. They really are a difficult genre. We had a really good run with the early Pixar stuff. I mean, we Pixar films were really... That's why Toy Story was big, because we were like... oh, this is actually a film I can enjoy, kids can enjoy, we can all enjoy together as a family. It was a proper family, wholesome film that was actually entertaining and decently done. This is how I feel about Studio Ghibli.
Yeah.
And I would say skip Disney and just go to Ghibli. Or Pixar or Ghibli.
I wouldn't skip Disney altogether.
No, fuck it, no. Skip it. No, the reason why... Here's a reason why. They still merchandise Disney films to this day. This day. You can still buy T-shirts with Snow White on it and stuff like that.
Sure.
And I hate commercializing children. I really do hate it.
But, I mean, if you look at some of the old ones, like Alice in Wonderland, the Disney one, that's the definitive, like, that's the best Alice in Wonderland you'll see.
Unfortunately.
So if you want to watch a good Alice in Wonderland film, you kind of have to go back to like 1950s.
No, all right. No, I'll give you that. And Fantasia. Pinocchio. And... I think Fantasia is absolutely...
I hate Fantasia.
Really? Yeah. I think it's brilliant. I think it's a marvel. It's experimental for Disney. I mean, it's weird.
I hate Fantasia. Really? I'm sorry. Okay. I think it's the most pretentious.
We'll have that discussion later.
Yeah, we'll do a full podcast on Fantasia because I could literally rant for ages.
Wow.
But anyway, that's Tintin.
Let's move on.
Edge of Tomorrow, which used to be called All You Need Is Kill, the new Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah. As soon as you said that word, suddenly I stopped paying attention.
Yeah, I know. It got a trailer and it looks good. It looks like Oblivion, but slightly better, like a cross between Oblivion and Elysium. All these eums and eums. But it looks all right. Other trailers that were released were Spider-Man 2, obviously. Yep. The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Sorry.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
Oh, yes. Saw that. That got me a little bit excited.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's a good trailer. Really good trailer. I was like, they're the kind of... If you haven't seen it, go see it. I don't know why I'm saying this, but spoiler alert for the trailer.
Really?
Because the thing is... Because it's quite epic. I mean, it is. It's like... You see these guys jumping out of an aeroplane, and they don't fully reveal him, which I thought good. Yeah. They're actually building suspense.
It's a teaser.
It's a proper teaser of suspense. They have the right noise and the right look.
Yeah, it looks like they're taking it seriously this time. But the trailer for the 1998 Godzilla was a good trailer as well. So let's be careful. Interstellar got like a weird teaser trailer as well, the new Christopher Nolan film.
Oh, okay.
The one about space wheat.
Yeah.
And it starts on wheat. The trailer does. It's a voiceover.
I've got to see this.
It's like a voiceover by Matthew McConaughey, I think.
And are they just ripping off Dune? Are they?
No, because the wheat is on Earth, but then there's like a ship.
It doesn't matter about that, but it's like whoever controls the wheat
controls
the universe.
That's true. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, dear.
But they don't show much footage. It's really a teaser.
Yeah.
Because the film is going to be released like 1 year from now.
Yeah.
That's why they did it. Jupiter Ascending, the new Wachowski brothers, siblings. Okay.
Yeah.
Film got a trailer and it looks pants.
Yeah, because they've never done a good film since Matrix.
It's Channing Tatum and Mila Kunis.
Oh.
In an action sci-fi thriller that looks really bad.
Shut up, Meg.
I just got that. They brought back Brian.
I know.
What the fuck?
Well, oh, okay.
That's good.
Yeah, I know.
But I was like, I didn't see that coming. Anyway, that's a price.
Did they just get a new dog?
They did.
Yeah.
But then they got Brian again. So what happens what happens to the new dog?
I don't know. Anyway.
We're talking about Family Guy, if you don't know where we're talking about dogs. Tarzan.
Yes.
He's going to be back.
As an animated or...
No. Live action.
Yes, I've seen this. Yes.
That project, they were like, it's going to happen. It's not going to happen. Now it's happening again.
Do we really need to do this again?
Nope.
How many times has that been remade?
I'll tell you why they should remake it, though. Because so far, they might reunite two actors from Django Unchained. So the film might have Samuel L. Jackson...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
...and Christoph Waltz.
Okay.
That could be awesome.
Is it directed by Quentin Tarantino?
I wish.
Yeah, exactly.
Quentin Tarantino's Tarzan.
No, because... Yeah, no, but Quentin Tarantino is the only one who can bring out...
Tarzan!
The best in some way.
What do you call a quarter pounder with cheese in the jungle?
Branch.
Just a cow.
Cow? There's no cows in the jungle, you idiot.
He could have known about cows from other animals.
You could have said rhino, for fuck's sake.
A rhino could have been like, have you ever seen a cow?
And then Tarzan's like... You could even have an elephant, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, monkeys.
Yes, monkeys. Yeah. If you're going for less obvious, you could have had lots of different creatures.
Now I'm going to end the news.
Fucking cow.
I'm going to end the news with something...
Yeah.
Some news that might interest you more. Terry Jones.
Yes.
Who is known for the Monty Python things.
He's part of the Monty Python crew.
All the
crew.
Things they did.
He's part of the Monty Python crew, and he directed two of the Monty Python films.
Meaning of Life and, I think, Life of Brian as well?
And Holy Grail.
Oh, yeah?
He was co-director on Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's directing a new film called Absolutely Anything.
Huh?
And it's about a teacher
who
will be played by Simon Pegg.
Okay.
Who gets... kind of weird powers from a bunch of aliens.
Yeah.
And the aliens are all voiced by the Pythons.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
So you've got John Cleese alien, fucking Michael Palin alien.
Is this whole Simon Pegg thing because The World's End was actually pretty decent?
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, I think so.
By the way, watch The World's End, a decent British comedy.
Yeah. Amazing. It was all right.
No, I mean, I'm surprised more because we haven't had a decent British comedy film in fucking years.
And it was this year we got like Alpha Papa, which was all right.
Yeah.
And
and
well done. So
Alpha Papa was good. But Alpha Papa only works if you know the character.
Yeah, it does, really.
So really, it's just a long episode.
True.
It's not a film.
And the series which I rewatched, I'm Alan Partridge, are much better.
So
they're like way
good.
Better.
Yeah.
But it was still all right. Yeah. Anyway, you have to guess. What Simon Pegg's dog, who voices the dog? It's not one of the Pythons, because they're doing the aliens.
I have to guess?
Yeah. Which actor, comedy actor, could voice a dog convincingly?
Jim Carrey.
Forget Jim Carrey, no.
Eddie Murphy.
No.
Is it British or American?
American.
American.
Who does a lot of voices, of silly voices?
Mike Myers.
No.
Is he British, Mike Myers?
I think so. Oh, originally.
Okay. Sorry.
Robin Williams.
Of course.
Who else does so many silly voices?
Yeah, but you said animals. He hasn't done that many animals.
Man is an animal.
What?
No, I'm joking.
How many animals has he done? Like voices for?
Well, he did the bat in Ferngully.
Oh my goodness, really? That's how far, where you have to go to?
He did the penguin in Happy Feet.
Okay, it's not what he's known for.
The genie's kind of an animal.
No, he's not an animal.
The genie turns into an animal sometimes.
Oh, for crying out, no, you're wrong. You're just wrong. Why? You're just wrong.
He does. I'm sure he becomes like a little cute lion.
Next, you're going to go to, he does... an animal in Miss Doubtfire at the beginning, doesn't he?
Exactly. He has a long history of animals.
He does. Does he do Sylvester and Tweety?
What?
You remember Sylvester and Tweety? I think he does the bird in that or something.
No way.
Like, just watch the beginning of Miss Doubtfire again, and you'll see what.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you mean now. But now let's get to the
theory. What he's known for? So shut up.
He's known for this.
Yeah.
He's an animal man. He's the Dr. Doolittle of Hollywood.
No, the Dr. Doolittle is Eddie Murphy.
Oh, God damn it. He's not.
He literally is.
I guess he was, but yeah. Shut up. let's go to the serious stuff now.
Yeah, yeah.
The serious. It's going to be a dramatic one, people.
What?
The big review.
Yeah.
You have no right to enter that mountain.
I have the only right.
We've been blind. In our blindness, our enemy has returned.
The big review, which is... The Hobbit!
Oh, don't
the
worry.
Desolation of Smaug.
I didn't want to say it.
Well, fuck you, I'm saying it.
By the way, I want to know, how did they come up with the subtitles? And sorry, what I mean by that is, you know, the Desolation of Smaug. I want to know, is that a chapter header somewhere?
Possible.
Because it's easy when you have three books
or
three films.
I know that There and Back Again is part of the title. But that's the third film.
I also want, because I've, all right, I'll admit, I've not read Lord of the Rings, I haven't read The Hobbit, and I haven't read Silmarillion, and I don't want to read them. And
I've read some of them.
I will judge this film solely based on the film as a film.
Right, right. That's fair enough.
And also, I judge this film at knowing the Lord of the Rings films as
Spoiler
well.
Spoiler alert, Jamie's wrong. Yeah,
you make your own mind up. Don't listen to this cretin.
Fair enough. It's Star Trek Into Darkness all over again.
Oh, don't.
We usually agree. I don't think we're 100%
not on this one
in agreement. Although I do.
We agree bits.
We agree,
but not on the overall effect.
I think we can both agree that this one is a much better film than the first Hobbit.
Yes, but...
Yes? Let's just stop.
You can polish the shit all you want. Still shit.
But first one wasn't shit. It was all right. It wasn't great. It was all right.
I go back to my original statement. It's boring.
It wasn't too boring.
It's too long.
It's boring if you're not interested.
It's too boring. And yes, I get it. New Zealand is beautiful.
Yes.
It still doesn't make me want to go there.
It does.
It's so far away.
But it's nice. Anyway, let's stick with the stuff we agree on for now.
Yeah.
We agree that...
What?
This film's better than the first one.
Yes.
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 We agree that Legolas is cool. If not necessary.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What else do we agree? Barrels are awesome. Can we agree that barrels are awesome?
We can agree the dragon is fucking amazing.
And we can agree that Smaug...
Absolutely
and
brilliant.
The third act of the movie in general is...
Oh, yeah, I totally agree.
There you go.
Like, no, the thing is, right, this film has loads of good elements. Seriously, I would say this film would be amazing if the editing was done properly.
I didn't
That's
mind the editing.
All it took was them, they could have filmed all this, but they needed to cut it in half almost. So...
I think there's definitely...
So many unnecessary bits.
I do agree.
You're going to... Look, and I know, a lot of the arguments surround the book and the universe and all that kind of stuff. I want you to put that aside, right?
Yes.
And just focus on, if you're going to take liberties with a book anyway, which they do, by adding in things like Radagast.
They do.
Right?
Well, Toriel, which is the female elf that doesn't exist in the books.
Yes, exactly. If you're going to add these things, which is fine to make the film more appealing as a film, then we need to judge it based on that as well.
Right.
So the thing is that if there's a bit in it and it's like, oh, but this explains this bit, but it's boring, I'm calling it unnecessary and it should have been cut.
And there are
too many elements in this whereby the flow is disrupted by the side bits.
Right. I would say, I mean, I wasn't disturbed by that, except, I mean, there's a couple of moments that are a bit slow, like when they get captured by the elves.
Oh, yeah, for the second time that they've been caught in this film.
Yes, they do get caught a lot.
The pace keeps stopping.
Not really.
That's the thing.
Like, the pace during the whole spiders bit was still fun.
The spider bit a little bit better.
Yeah.
Because it's more of an action scene. Yeah. But the elf bit... It seems like it's just a barrier. It doesn't actually have proper meaning.
No, I mean, I agree you could have cut is the love triangle.
Yes.
Which is, that's basically what slows down the elf bit.
Yes, yes.
Because if they got captured by the elf and
And you know it's going to have to be in the next film as well to explain. I think Toriel, this is a prediction, it doesn't happen, but I think she has to die. No, because the thing is that she's not in Lord of the Rings.
No, exactly.
So why is Legolas all chirpy?
She'll probably die for Killy or something. I don't know. Yeah. Probably not. Probably
either
not.
That or she disappears, like, into the other world.
Yeah.
But all the elves disappear to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
As I was saying. If the stuff with the elves had just been Thorin having this discussion with... What's his fucking name? Legolas' evil dad.
Yeah.
Who's basically Javier Bardem in Skyfall. he has that moment. Mm. And he's just as camp. More, actually, because he's got like a sparkly dress on.
Kind of, yeah.
If it had just been that, and Bilbo getting the dwarves to his kid.
Yes.
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
But there's a long stretch where it's just kind of Toriel talking about very the stars. And
yeah. Very dialogue heavy, but very... it's not moral. It's sort of just guff.
I mean, it's well written. It's poetic, but you don't need it there.
No.
And it slows down the pace.
No.
Same with Stephen Fry.
I think what they were thinking, he was totally unnecessary, though good.
He's good. It's a good scene, but
unnecessary to the overall.
It felt like extended edition material.
Now, actually, all right, we've been a bit negative. Let's talk in depth a little bit more about what was good about this film. The spider scene definitely I thought was good, because instead of doing it simply,
feast.
Yeah, when he puts the ring on, they actually added a new power to the ring, which by the way is a bit weird because that never pops up ever again.
What power?
He can understand them.
Oh yeah. You know,
he puts the ring on. Bilbo puts the ring on, and he can understand what the spiders are saying.
Feast, feast,
and that's really cool.
That was
really good. Mm. And obviously, the caliber of,
although a little confusing, because if Smaug can talk without him wearing the ring, it's weird. Because then it's like, can animals talk
that.
Or not?
I don't mind that. He's an exception.
I think that's just because The Hobbit was very different than Lord of the Rings books.
Oh, yeah.
Where in Lord of the Rings, animals don't really talk.
Yes.
Whereas in The Hobbit, it was more, I wouldn't say kid-friendly, but animals could talk.
Yeah.
But the spider scene was good. I really liked the escape after they get to the elf castle.
The barrel. Castle. The barrel escape.
That whole bit was awesome.
And
Legolas jumping on heads and fucking
killing people while running. I'll give you all of that.
Decapitations.
You know, 12A by the way. This is 12A and the head decapitation. What is the fucking measurement?
I don't know.
I want to know.
It's blood, mate. Blood and gore.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, but you can hack off bits of people.
But they're not people though. They're orcs. I guess they're dehumanized enough that they, you know.
I wonder how you'd have...
Although they had the twitching. You remember
that
bit?
I want to know how you would edit Nymphomaniac to get it to a 12A. That I'd like to see.
It would just be credits.
Yeah, I know.
It's like opening credits, closing credits. God damn it.
It's a 12A.
Lars!
Could you imagine? I don't know why they haven't done this yet, but you do three versions of the film, three edit versions of the film. You release all three.
Whoa.
And you call one an 18, one a 15, one a 12A.
I wouldn't mind that.
You know?
I wouldn't mind that at all.
No, I would go and see the 18 one.
Like every time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a baby.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, that was side rant.
No, it's all right. So you like that bit. I like the escape as well.
Yeah.
Now, they do something a bit different with this one in that they send Gandalf into his own thing.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is that it doesn't amount to anything.
No, but it, no. What it supposedly amounts to is not relevant, only because, and as I said this before, you know, we know what the Lord of the Rings is. We've seen those films. Yeah. I assume everyone has who wants to see The Hobbit.
Because we know he's not going to die.
Yes, we know that. So there's no peril for him as such.
And we know that the necromancer is, you know, Sauron.
Is Sauron. And so when they reveal Sauron, especially in the way they do it, the eye within an eye.
That looked good in 3D.
That's a tongue twister. Yeah. It's a bit, you're like, of course it's Sauron. Like,
you're just like, I know this.
Yeah, we know this. As an audience, we know this. So is it relevant to us? No, it's not relevant to us.
Not really. It should have amounted to a bit more. But I do like the fight scene they do have, though. That looked really cool.
It did. But, all right.
Not necessary.
I'm going to do this now.
It's like Legolas. It's not necessary.
Yeah.
But at least it's cool and entertaining.
But I've got to do my rant on magic. Okay.
Oh, no, please don't do your rant on magic.
I've got to do it.
I've had to listen to this for fucking days.
Right, all right. Look, there's something about magic in the Lord of the Rings films. In the books, they might fucking explain it.
Jamie, it's a kind of magic.
If they played that, everything would be fine. but the point is, with this magic, is it doesn't seem like there's any cost or consequence to using magic, nor does it seem like there's any apparent skill to using magic. And yeah. And I get a bit frustrated by that when, because the thing is, it's inconsistent. That's what I'm saying.
Look,
magic in these films are inconsistent.
Listen,
right? Listen. Because it feels like a bit of a cop out when someone says, "We can't get past that door. It's magic.
You shall
sealed.
Not speak." No, listen. If they'd spend 10 minutes or 20 minutes explaining...
No, they don't have to explain it. They just got to show consequence.
What consequence?
I don't know. That's the point. You need to make this up.
You have to kind of, you know, you have to open your mind to these
it's
movies.
Not opening my mind. It's there's got to be a reaction, causation to everything.
It's a
there's
fantasy.
There's
got
to be a relevance to it.
It's a fantasy.
Yeah, but fantasy doesn't mean that plot points can just be magic.
But they're
and
not
you
really
can get away with it.
No.
You know, it's a cop out. That's what it is. It's a cop out to say, the... oh, we can't do this. Why? Yeah. Magic.
I mean, the only cop out. I mean, it's very transparent when it does feel like a cop-out.
Yeah.
When it is in the first film,
yeah.
When the Eagles come, it's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
I agree that that's bullshit.
Yeah.
But if it's Gandalf does different things now and then, we don't know the extent of his power to begin with.
No,
and
I know,
why
but it's inconsistent.
Them.
That's
it's
what
inconsistent,
I'm saying. It's inconsistent
but...
when you think of a bit in the film... more so in the first one, you think, well, we know Gandalf can do this.
Yeah.
So why don't you just do it all the time? If it's effective,
yeah.
Why don't you just do it some more?
I mean, if anything, this film shows that Gandalf is not that smart.
Yeah.
Not as smart as we thought.
No, that's fine. I don't mind showing frailties.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
or like
disadvantages.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just causation for me. You
but
know?
Part of what I liked about this movie is that it took characters that you
yeah.
take for granted and
yeah.
it did something a bit different with them.
Yeah.
Like Gandalf, he's not all-knowing.
Yes.
He's going into a trap and he doesn't really know what he's doing.
Yeah.
And the whole Lonely Mountain quest was his idea. And he didn't think of the consequences of that. So he's not that smart. Bilbo's getting a bit brutal.
Yeah.
Whereas in the first film, he was like reluctant to fight, really.
Yeah.
All that
he
much.
Now
this one is just
lot.
Like ready
all
to.
Loads.
Yeah. He's ready to kill anything that moves.
Yeah.
Thorin's kind of a douche.
Yeah.
He's getting douchier by
yeah.
the second.
Yeah.
And Legolas is a bit of a douche as well.
He is actually. Yeah.
But near
he's
the
selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He fights for the good cause.
But he's still epic.
Yeah. He still fights for. Like, he knows what's right.
They did that thing again. Yeah. I think they did it in Lord of the Rings as well, where he shoots someone point blank with an arrow.
Yeah. And he goes through them?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if he does that, but
no.
it's just... It seems unnecessary, because you could just stab them. But
there's, like, so many
so
ways.
Cool.
He just teaches us that there's so many ways to kill an orc. Like thousands of ways.
By dancing!
Yeah. That's for the third film.
Okay, so... All right, I think we've talked enough about the film. Let's talk about our favourite bit.
Okay.
Because it's obvious. The bit where Bilbo meets the dragon.
Yes.
For the first time. And they have a
step into the light.
The dialogue, finally, in my opinion,
yeah.
like script-wise, is brilliantly done.
Yeah, it was really
It has
good.
Tension. It has build-up. It's not simple.
Yeah.
It has nuance to it. And I loved it. I loved that scene because it had action and dialogue at the same time and build up towards something. So it was moving the plot along so you
yeah.
weren't bored. It was really, really well done.
Yeah.
The CGI was fantastic for the dragon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bilbo did a good job. I've forgotten his name, sorry.
Martin Freeman.
Sorry,
yeah.
Martin Freeman. He does a really good job, I think,
yeah.
in that.
He's good.
You know, showing his sort of... his smallness in it. So the way he becomes super polite and he tries and talks his way out of it and almost succeeds, but not quite. And,
yeah.
you know, and...
Because all he can do really is kind of stall the dragon.
Yes! And he realises that.
Yeah.
And that's why it's quite good in the way that he talks. He gives himself
yeah.
these titles, which actually get used later on as well. Barrel Rider, he gets
Barrel
called.
Rider.
Which I thought was funny, but at the same time, relevant, you
yeah.
know.
That really feels lifted straight from the novel, though.
Yeah, right? I suspect.
Yeah,
I
that
suspect.
Was good, that was good. I really like, maybe my favourite bit is actually what happens after.
Oh, right. Okay.
When all the dwarves finally come together and
yeah.
come up with a pretty clever plan to get rid
of... No, I agree.
And then the dragon flies out and it's covered in gold.
Erebor, the city within the mountain.
Erebor, yeah. Erebor.
Is epic.
Yeah.
And looks really cool.
And it's the first time you see the dwarves in an environment that's theirs.
Yes.
So they know how to control it.
Well, not technically true.
What?
You see Gimli in the in Lord of the Rings. You see him in, is it Moria?
I think so.
Yeah, and that's another dwarven stronghold.
I guess, but it couldn't do much. I mean, there was like it was just packed with orcs and shit.
No, I know, but it shows that the dwarves like to create epic environments, even though they're quite small.
Yeah.
And everything feels like compensation. It really does. They have a really good sort of battle.
Yeah.
And sorry, there's my phone.
Getting a text from Smaug. It's like I am fire, I am death, lol.
I can't, like, if to be honest, if the film got to that point quicker, I would have been happier.
All right, fair enough.
The ending, of course, is a cliffhanger because it's a trilogy, and I'm not enjoying the cliffhangers. But
although, what was the cliffhanger at the end of the first film?
See the mountain and they go, it's still far away.
That wasn't very good. that was a weak ending. This one at least has a punch to it. You know, you've got...
It's something to look forward to as such.
And you've got Bilbo going, what have we done?
So, all right, if you love the universe of Lord of the Rings and you want to know more...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, go see it.
Oh.
I recommend...
Can't believe I got that out of you.
No, I recommend seeing it in a sense. But if you're like me and you don't give a shit about Lord of the Rings as a story or universe...
Then why would you go see this?
But you want to go and see something to be entertained, I wouldn't necessarily recommend this film other than for the last sort of half hour. Because I have to say this. A lot of times, about halfway through, it just friggin' bored me. Like I was egging this film on to get on to the next bit. Please, I've had enough of the helicopter shots of people walking across beautiful landscapes in New Zealand.
But that's like their thing.
Yeah, but they do that, but then they keep the cuts in as well. So they have they're walking across in the day. Oh, it's night, and it's just like that's either have a proper transition. Cut properly.
But if you don't have that, it's like having a James Bond film where he rides a bicycle and he wears jeans. You know? If you take away all the walking and the mountains from Lord of the Rings, what do you have? Nothing. Nothing!
A better film.
No!
A quicker film.
A worse looking film.
No.
I enjoyed the look of this film.
Oh. It annoys me how often... We have to keep going to helicopter shots. And this is the thing.
There's no helicopters in Middle Earth.
when they keep doing these like shots, it's always a helicopter shot. It's never another kind of shot.
It's always
a helicopter. Like, start with a helicopter shot.
No, but sometimes it's a simple panning shot. It is. I remember in the cinema, you were like, oh, fucking helicopter shots. And I was like, that's a pan, Jamie.
No, it wasn't. Like, no.
That's a tripod.
So many helicopter shots.
No, maybe not a tripod, but it's like a crane. There's some crane shots in there.
All right. No, I give you that. But the thing is I think Peter Jackson doesn't like to keep the camera still for more than a few seconds.
But I like how he did it more in this one. In the first film, there were some bits where something's exploding. And for some reason, he's twisting the camera in a spiral.
It's
just like, whoa, I don't know what's going on. Yeah. In this one, I thought he did better. I definitely recommend this film. I mean, if you liked the story of The Hobbit, but you thought the first film was a bit underwhelming, this one gives you more.
Yeah.
So you've got more entertainment, more action, more characters.
Yeah.
And you know, and some really good, really good scenes. And I would put this one actually on the par with Fellowship of the Ring, the first.
Yeah, but the Fellowship of the Ring wasn't that good.
Yeah. So. Well, compared to the other two,
you know.
I actually found this one more rewarding. But
I
enjoyed it.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. I do recommend.
We forgot to mention one other thing. Actually, I think probably other than the dragon, I guess my favorite character now, Bard.
Oh yeah, the man.
Bard.
The new Aragorn.
Yeah, he's good. I really like good, him. Yeah. I recognize the actor, but I can't remember his name.
I think it's Luke Evans. Wasn't he the villain in like Fast and Furious 6 or something?
Yeah, he's bit.
He was one of the Musketeers as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be Dracula next, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, good. he sort of reminds me of a young Joaquin Phoenix, at least in looks, not in terms of acting, in terms of looks. And he was good. I thought he was.
He brings a humanity.
Because you at first you just expect him to be a plot device or you know a means to an end.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he develops into a real character and he has meaning and. And I like that. I really liked. I like that.
And I like that he's not just with the dwarves all the way. Like
yes,
when the dwarves
he has his own priorities.
Yeah. When the dwarves are like, yeah, we're going to take down the dragon. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You do realize that...
You're going to wake him up.
Yeah, you're going to wake him up and the city's right next door.
Yeah, yeah.
So you do kind of identify more with him than with Thorin.
But he has a past as well, which is jaded and...
True.
Yeah. No. So, yeah. He was an honorable mention for this film. Definitely.
Yeah. No, cool. It was a good cast, generally. Even if Kate from Lost was
too
in
many dwarves. Always too many.
You're like, too many dwarves. Kill one already.
Yeah, no, please. A few of them.
One that doesn't talk. The one that's got like grey hair that looks kind of like a dog.
He talks loads.
Not really. Not the old guy. No, not the really old one.
Oh, okay.
There's one that's in between. It looks like
I remember all of them.
Yeah, there's one that looks like he's from Farscape or something.
This sleepy, grumpy, dozy, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah. Grumpy's only there to be the, you're crazy.
Yeah, there is Grumpy. Grumpy isn't there.
It's the bald one.
Yeah, yeah.
Comes out of the barrel with the fish. Anyway, we've talked long enough. We could talk probably for another hour. But let's move on straight to the big recall for this week.
So, my recall today is... it's not really much of a recall because we're only going back to 2011.
We're like dogs. Like every year is like 10 years for us.
Yeah, I know.
So this came out, 2 years ago?
Yeah, yeah. A couple of years ago.
That's like maybe, 20 years. Yeah,
maybe not even that.
So that's retro if we're
dogs.
No,
it's not.
It's retro if we're dogs.
It's the last film I saw and I thought I wanted to talk about it. So I'm going to talk about it.
Go on.
It's called The Raid.
The Raid?
Yes, The Raid.
Why, Jamie, isn't this meant to be good?
Well, yes and no.
Oh.
Okay. It's got a good concept.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you that. And it's got some good action scenes. But it lacks production value. And it lacks decent story.
Doesn't it have kung fu in it?
It has lots of kung fu in it.
There you go.
And some of the kung fu scenes, not all of them, but some of the kung fu scenes are very good.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to go into it too much, but I will give you the premise. The premise is a SWAT team go to raid a tenement building.
Is it drug dealers or
what is it? I think it's just a mob of some kind.
Oh, okay.
They don't really explain exactly what their trade is.
At this point, if they're
going
to kill everybody, they could just blow up the building, no?
No, that's not the aim. The aim wasn't to kill everyone originally. It was to get the head guy. But it's sort of a rogue raid as well. It's not necessarily...
That would have been a better title. Rogue Raid.
Yeah, Rogue Raid. Rogue Raid. It's a tongue twister.
Yeah, maybe.
Again.
Sorry.
But yeah, that's the premise of the film. The things that kind of, you know, fall a bit flat for it, though, is it's like a video game.
Yeah.
And it's a bit, for me, it's a bit too repetitive in its kung fu scenes. It has some really nice moments and stuff.
So would you say, Jamie, that you were underwhelmed by it, annoyed by it, or just disappointed?
None of those.
Really?
No. It was...
Did you hate it?
No, I didn't hate it. I thought it was a good attempt.
Okay.
There was potential. Had potential, but it needed to be... It needed more funding, probably. It was probably something like that.
Yeah.
It also came out at, like, a very similar time. well, nearly the same weekend for us anyway in the UK, as Dredd.
Dredd.
And Dredd has a similar sort of premise as well.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, Dredd is better.
Yeah.
As a film.
Was there as much tension as Dredd or not really?
No, that's the thing. No. I thought, you need to see this. You watch yeah. it and then come back to me. I won't say much more about
Although
it.
Although you have it on Blu-ray, so I can't watch it.
Oh, get with the times.
I'll find it.
Anyway, so yeah, I kind of recommend it to those people who like Kung Fu, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I don't recommend the people who want more from it, from the genre. Who okay. want more from their action films. They want... You know, they want story and they want development of character and things like that.
It's more, if you want kind of just cliches.
Yeah, kind of and lots of the same sounds. Because they, unfortunately, yeah, they keep repeating them as well and it's really obvious.
Oh, okay.
And that's a bit frustrating. That but anyway.
That sounds funny.
Your turn.
My turn. I'm going to review something a bit retro. It's good. A film I rewatched recently. And it's called Tremors.
Tremors? I've not seen it.
1990. You haven't seen it?
No, sorry.
It stars your favorite actor, Kevin Bacon.
Not anymore, anyway.
No, ever since he did those EE ads.
I know. We see him every single time we go to the goddamn cinema.
And it's a shame because he was really good in this movie.
Yeah, sure. No, he is a good actor.
He is a good actor.
He is a good actor. But stop doing the ads.
Those ads are... so embarrassing. They're like slowly eating his career away. But that
not
was
like he's not in films.
Yeah,
this is the thing.
Except R.I.P.D., where he looks like he just came off the set of that ad.
Yeah.
He's got like the same haircut, the same kind of leather jacket. Just like, did you even change for this movie?
Yeah.
It's like he didn't make any effort to like change himself. At least in Hollow Man, he played an invisible rapist. You know, that's different, at least. Tremors is about... It follows the inhabitants of a small town, like really in the middle of fucking nowhere in America, where there's, like, tremors. So, like,
well,
you know. Yes. Like, there's, like, earthquake. There's not an earthquake, but there's, like, something going on underground.
Yeah.
And this woman comes in to investigate. Turns out there's giant worms underground. I have
heard about this.
Their tongues are like snakes.
Oh, God.
And they're blind, so they're kind of stupid. But they're not stupid, because then they learn really quickly. So you can't kill them twice the same way.
Yeah.
Because they learn quickly from it. And it's all practical effects.
Yeah.
Which is good. They're not always that convincing. It's
animatronics.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But, like, sometimes they look like hand puppets. Like, the snakes inside. And... funnily enough, it's still a good film. Like, it's self-knowing. They know that it's kind of... It's a horror movie, but it's not
really... Is it Hammer horror?
No. But it's not, like, scary at all. It's, like, playing... It's being fun about it.
Is it Grindhouse horror?
Maybe, a little bit. It's a bit like something like Slither. I don't know if you saw Slither. Yeah. It's a bit like Slither.
Okay.
But set in the desert, like, fucking... It's about Kevin Bacon and
So it's June on Earth.
What? June on Earth?
Yeah.
What's that?
June.
Oh, Dune. Yes. June. I guess so. but it's Kevin Bacon and another guy played by Fred Ward is his name. They want to get out of that town because all they do is they've got shitty jobs and they're really bored. And they can't get out because there's worms everywhere. And turns out that's their ticket out because by the end of the film they want to capitalize on that and just sell the bodies of the fucking things, and everyone has to stand on rooftops because they can't be on the ground because the worms will get them. But then the worms learn, so then they start destroying the houses, so they have to find a different way to escape. It's very simple.
Do they go up a mountain?
Yes, that's what they need to do. they have to somehow get into a bulldozer and get to the mountain, but the worms set a trap for them, so they make a hole so the bulldozer falls in the hole.
Do worms talk?
They don't, but they're weirdly smart.
Okay.
Even if sometimes they just bump into shit. They're not always. They're only smart when the plot needs them to be.
Yeah.
But there's some really good kind of horror movie moments.
They're like cats.
Yes. They're like big worm cats. Actually, they're nothing like cats. I don't know why I agreed with you. But it's a good movie. It's a simple idea. It's a fun monster movie.
Mm.
It's really silly, but yeah, it's kind of a cult classic. You kind of have to see it. And there's like five of them.
I love it when people say that. It's a cult classic, therefore you have to see it.
You kind of have to see it.
Like, the whole point of like a lot of cult classics is because they haven't been seen.
But they should.
Yeah, I know that. I get what you mean, but...
but
not everyone sees them.
True. But there's like so many...
They can be box office flops and still be good films.
True. But there's still like... There's like five Tremors movies. But I haven't seen them, but just watch the first one. But yeah. That's it. That's
surely there are like made for TV.
Some of them are, yeah. Some went straight to DVD, definitely, because they don't even follow Kevin Bacon. They follow some of the other characters. But yeah, let's.
It's
move.
Not like you can pay Bacon to be in several. You know, oh yeah, you can pay him.
Can you?
Yeah, and then he will do shitty adverts.
True.
So why is he in more Tremor films?
Because he wasn't even in Hollow Man 2. It was like it was someone else. It was not that. Well, it was like Christian Slater or something. It was someone else.
Well, come on. It's Christian. I like Christian Slater.
I like Christian Slater, but I mean,
if you're going to get someone of a similar caliber, that's fine.
I might be talking complete shit, actually. Oh, okay. Let me just check quickly. Who was in Hollow Man 2? It is Christian Slater.
Yay.
I'm smarter than I thought. No, it's not really intelligence. It's just memory. Let's move on now, because we're running over time.
Yeah.
Let's go to... the big game for this week.
Which one is it?
The big game.
Yeah.
I shat myself.
Aww.
Yeah. I'm bringing them back for Christmas, bitch.
You should have... Yeah, but you should have called it something else then.
What?
I shasanted myself.
I shat myself is when I sing as William Shatner. Which means that maybe next week you can expect a Christmas song. That's a little clue for you right there. Sung by William Shatner. Or a terrible impression.
We're doing
of
this
William
next
Shatner.
Week?
What do you mean?
We're doing the podcast next week?
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe. We should do a Christmas special.
Yeah.
We can shoot it earlier.
You know what next week is, right?
Christmas?
Yeah. So you're saying on Christmas Day we're going to meet up?
I'm just... Yeah.
On Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
When there's no transportation.
No, maybe not Christmas Day.
Don't say next week.
Oh. Well, later on. Maybe. Or we'll record it before. We'll see. Anyway.
No, I'm only kidding.
I shat myself.
Yeah.
Is ready.
Yeah, go for it.
Are you ready? That's the main question.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Now, you have to guess what I'm singing. If you do, you can send us the answer at... BigRewindPodcast@gmail.com, and we'll say your name and whatever blog you want to promote or blog or website, whatever, in the shout out section next time. So let's do this. I shat myself. Far over the misty mountains, cold, to dungeons deep and caverns old, we must away. A break of day to find our long forgotten gold. The pines were roaring on the height. The winds were moaning in the night. The fire was red, it flames spread. The trees like torches blazed with light. There you go. That should be pretty easy. A dumbass could figure this one out. Even you. Jamie.
I don't know.
Really?
No, I don't know.
You're weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry.
Jesus Christ. That one made you really uncomfortable, didn't it?
Yeah, maybe I just don't concentrate on what you're saying when you talk like that.
I mean, it's just I shut myself that you just don't like. That's what I like. Oh, good times. Anyway, without further ado, let's go
we
to
need
the...
to develop a third game.
Yeah. Yeah.
We will.
Maybe next year. Let's go to the big shout outs to end things on a high note.
Oh my god!
I'll start, because you probably don't have anything, because you're mean and you hate.
Well, no, I just haven't had much time to consume media recently.
Stop consuming media. Just Live your life, man. Just live it. Live it to the max.
I'm going to slap him after this.
Yeah, so I'd like to shout out someone on Twitter, at RetroSam, who guessed that like 1,000 weeks ago when I played the song from an anime. Yeah. You had to guess what it was, and it was Maison Ikkoku. So there you go. That's some...
Yeah, papa.
That's Ranma.
Oh, yeah, damn. We should have done that as well.
What, Ya Papa?
Yeah, we should have played Ya Papa.
No.
I love that one. That was such a brilliant intro.
It is.
We should do a podcast just on anime intros.
We could. There's so many. Yeah, otherwise I'd just shout out myself at the Retro Critic. Mm. And the blog is retrocriticblog.blogspot.
Ass.
Or cum. Yeah, either one's fine.
Ass or cum.
Two sides of the same coin.
Oh, anyway. Shut up.
Go on. What do you have to shout out? No one? Your cat? The dog across the street?
I would like to shout out Fifi.
I don't shout out.
Fluffy.
I shout at them. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You bark at dogs?
No, I just haven't had time to sort of...
That sounds like an indie movie. The Man Who Barked at Dogs. And it's like Casey Affleck in the forest. Yeah.
I haven't really had time to do very much other than, you know.
So you don't shout out anybody? You don't have to.
Nah, sorry.
Ooh.
Sorry. Normally, I always have something. Ooh! I'm usually always on things like YouTube. Yeah.
That means you'll have 2 shout outs next week then.
Yes, I will. I apologize.
Okay, sorry. Not next week. Next time.
Next time. It might be next week. We'll see.
I mean, it's likely it'll... it'll probably be in between Christmas and New Year, possibly.
Yeah.
It might make more sense. But we'll see.
Depends on commitments.
Yes, exactly. So don't hold your breath, but it might happen. Or it'll be in the New Year. We got to do a Christmas episode. I'm just thinking out loud now. Okay. Anyway, thanks for listening.
As always.
Enjoy The Hobbit, which is a good movie, despite what Jamie says.
No, I didn't say don't watch it.
No, you did actually recommend it. And we'll be back next time with maybe a review of Anchorman 2.
Yes.
If you're, whether you're naughty or nice, you'll get that review. See? Yeah. See, I'm building up the Christmas thing now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully the film won't be a lump of coal.
Ooh. You're cold-hearted bastard.
Bye.
Bye.